The average age of our species is 30. That's the average age worldwide. Thus, most people on our planet, more than 7 billion of them, don't have a clue about aging. They're like me when I was 30, when old age was a far-off event that I knew might happen sometime, but so what? My parents and their friends weren't old when I was 30, and my two grandmothers, by then deceased, were already old when I knew them. They lived with us, and every day they'd look the same as they did the day before, so they didn't appear to be aging. Even so, because my grandmothers had always been old as far as I knew, and I had always been young, old age seemed like a rare condition I didn't need to think about. I think about it now, though. Space travel must be something like it. But one slides into it quietly. It's not startling like, say, the shock you'd feel if you saw a lion's shining eyes as you sat at night by your campfire. It's more like wandering around a shopping plaza, looking for the supermarket in a setting that seems familiar, except you're not sure you recognize everything you see. Have they changed things around here, or are you in the wrong place? You don't have an iPhone with a GPS because those are for young people. You don't really know what GPS means, and you wouldn't know how to use one if you did. But a man is walking towards you. Perhaps he can give you directions. Normally, he'd look at you, and so he does, or at least he looks in your direction, but his gaze slides away. The sight of an elderly woman didn't register with him. You haven't been old very long, so this surprises you. You seem not to be living in a world you know. Yet, while looking at the man, you see behind him. There you see the supermarket. You've been going the wrong way. So you go to the market and do your shopping. Luck is with you. You remembered to bring your shopping list. And as you walk along the aisles, you remember you need cat food. This isn't on your list, but your mind is clear when it comes to your cat. You easily remember which foods he likes, and you put 10 cans of his favorites in your shopping cart. That afternoon, your neighbor comes to your door, bringing a jar of soup. You don't know why. She brought it because everyone knows that elderly people living alone find it hard to care for themselves. She wants to help you, and she hands you the soup, smiling. You're not sure what to do with it, but you thank her and invite her to come in. She sits on your sofa, and your cat jumps up beside her. Your neighbor doesn't like cats. She shoves him off the sofa, but he lands on his feet as he always does, and he comes to sit on your lap. You're too polite to reprimand your neighbor, but you don't like to see your cat mistreated. So you stroke him to console him while you offer your neighbor some tea. She declines and then starts talking. She asks if you're in good health. You tell her you are, and then she talks about the weather. But she's visiting you because you're old, and her talk turns to other old people she knows. She reveals their medical issues. One has arthritis, another has osteoporosis, and a third is getting dementia. You also have arthritis, and when you express your sympathy, your neighbor sees she just reminded you that your body is failing. She chooses a more appropriate topic. My grandmother is 93, she says brightly. My great aunt lived to 98. You ponder this. When you were in your 30s, your neighbors didn't tell you they knew people in their 40s. Your neighbor sees you as a walking cadaver. Her demise isn't imminent, but yours is. Her great aunt didn't die at 98. She lived to 98 because your neighbor wants to encourage you. You mustn't worry about dying soon, although you're going to, she's saying. The problem doesn't end here, of course. Now and then, you need a little help. After a snowfall, for instance, she sees you trying to shovel your walkway, and she sends her husband to do it for you. The snow is wet.